This signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. There, patriots and well-behaved vassals, welcome your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my sincere pleasure to be spending Saturday night with all y'all. Hope y'all are doing well. We're back into some of that cold stuff up here. Man, I'll tell you what, we've been getting, you know, typical New England weather, I guess. You go from one extreme to the other within the same day. And we're back into the cold stuff. We had a little dusting last night. Got pretty darn cold down in the teens, and a slight dusting of snow, a little ice storm we had the other night. And, you know, we'll probably wind up in the mid-40s again pretty soon. Kind of bounces back and forth right now. But I hope all of you are doing well, and we're going to jump right into things tonight. Time's a-wasting, got a lot to talk about, and, you know, never in my life have I seen so much political angst. You know, in reality, we've been through an awful lot as a country. We really have, from the Cold War, you know, going back to the ages of the Depression. I mean, it seems you never really have, you know, a good stretch of calm, you know, just peace, calmness. There's always geopolitical pressure from somewhere, and that's with intent. That's with intent, because you know what? The people of most nations would prefer not to war with each other. By and large, I mean, there are some people, some cultures where, I don't know, it's just ingrained in them, but they are actually few and far between. The people themselves would rather not make war. They are actually satisfied with being able to run their own lives and raise their own families, work their jobs, you know, to just live life. And that seems to be separate of people's belief systems in terms of faith, too. You know, it's just a systemic, you know, system-wide observation. Is people really do just like to live their lives. And if they don't have to send their loved ones off to war in a foreign land or even their own, they would probably prefer not to. So this constant pressure. And psychologists who have studied this will tell you, you know, that that's one of the ways it's necessary to crack someone's spirit, all right, to break them, if you will, to think of it in terms of breaking a horse, training a horse, you know, breaking its wild spirit, to domesticate it, to where it just behaves. But that pressure, that constant pressure is there. There's not a moment of peace because it's part of the geopolitics, the foreign policy of many nations is very aggressive. And we wind up dealing with it locally, too. I make no mistake about it that although these, you know, free trade agreements and these geopolitical strategies, and that's what's playing out in Ukraine right now. And this is a you know, just another move on the geopolitical chessboard. Well, all right, what we are witnessing right now is probably the world's largest money laundering entity. There's a lot of huge money that's flying around right now to cover up massive corruption. you all know it. If you're listening to this station, you're listening to this show, you know what I'm talking about already. You already know that this corruption is everywhere. And that comes at a price. And that comes at a price. Yeah, just about every politician I ever seen has some sort of a price tag. All right, and when all of a sudden the piggy bank's filled up and they got to do something with that money, they, you know, this becomes a problem to them. How do you hide it? All right, I've been corrupted. There's someone ready to pay me off, whether it's in actual dollars or stock options or seats on boards of directors that have healthy salaries, whatever. You know, always follow the money. Well, you know, being able to launder that much money becomes a way of life. If you're going to be corrupted like that, being able to hide your tracks and launder your ill-gotten goods becomes a necessity. And boy, did Ukraine just turned out to be the perfect little laundering little piggy bank over there. What a great way. This contracts and, oh man, I'm telling you what. Billions and billions of dollars. And the Bidenista regime, I can't think of a worse cold bit slap in the face is what we just recently got, where Joe Biden is pledging to prop up all the pensions of the Ukraine government. Again, one of the most corrupt governments in the world. Unbelievable. And with what, I mean, we're already saddled with unserviceable debt. What's being tacked on here, this deficit spending, all right, this is going on your grandkids and great-grandkids and on down the line. You know, but I guess I'm misleading you. That would leave you thinking that the Federal Reserve is going to be around for a good long time. And it's not. The whole system's coming down. Don't forget, the CBDCs, they're pushing that into place right now. They are going to digitize you, right? Okay, I'm going to try to make good to my pledge there of this year in 2023. I am going to try to make sure that we don't leave any of our callers on the line. And we've got one here tonight right now, Andy from Texas. How are you, Andy? You're live and on the air. Are you there, Andy? We got him plugged in.
Can you hear me?
There you are. I hear you now. Loud and clear.
All right.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great, Dave. Good to talk to you. I really appreciate taking my call. The one thing I'm curious about is, what is worth saving? I think we're in a spot now where we have to decide what is worth saving in the world that we're living in right now. I mean, there's so much corruption. There's so much of everything trying to drive us in a different direction. But what is worth saving? And it boils down to the individual person. It boils down to who you really are. What is worth saving? And I think that has a lot to do with the way people concede to everything that's put in front of them. They concede to it, and that tells everything about your person. And what we're finding in this this world that we're living in right now is that many people are not in tune with anything that's going on in this world. So that's why I say, what's worth saving here? There's so much that we should be willing to save, but there's so little that we're going to save. And the problem is that we just don't have the understanding of what's actually going on. And I say we, and I got to eliminate you, me, and the listeners and stuff, but the people in general, that we're missing something here. And it's called the desire to live. We're perfectly happy doing what was already there for us when we got into our world. We're perfectly happy doing that. We're just, you know, content. But now there's a disruption.
To tickle people's fancy a little bit and get them to actually to engage in foreign policy a little bit. You know, because I think that's an important factor, because so much of what goes wrong here domestically, right in our backyards, right in our own checkbooks, is directly related to foreign policy. I mean, oil, the price at the pump. I mean, these are foreign policy decisions that are being made that are affecting that. The food, almost everything that we talk about every week that affects and pinches us locally are things that are part of foreign policy agendas, which are never talked about. I mean, you never see people up there, candidates, saying, oh, I want to engage the public on foreign policy. I want to know what you think of our, you know, our foreign relations in this nation and that region. They never want, they avoid having to publicly have a debate with the vassals about foreign policy. This has been stripped from us and given to the Soviet. You asked earlier, what should we save? Well, I'll tell you right now, the things that we should not save are those things that are governmental, government-like. The things I call the new Soviet, the alphabet agencies, they are extra-constitutional, and many of their mandates, policies, ordinance, and code are unconstitutional, which we just keep opting into it. We keep agreeing to do it and contract with these people and then wonder why, you know, our Constitution ain't there when we want it, is we've consented and contracted it away. So, you know, in short, to answer your question, you know, what do we salvage? I think that decision, in part, is going to be made up for us. I think you're going to see, we're going to shrink as a, you know, society and culture is going to start to shrink as we start doing without. And among the first things that go are going to be those frivolous things that really don't matter. And I think we're going to be forced to be closer to one another and find out what's real and what isn't.
Yeah, so Dave, as we okay, this is taking very much time. I mean, we should already be realization that government doesn't work anymore. Your prosecutors are all been bought off. We can't get nothing through the courts. We've got all these different policies, you know, from LGBTQ to critical race theory to this war going on. All of this propaganda being thrown in our faces and stuff. When do we finally... And I say we, and that's very moderately used, because we has nothing to do with you, me, and the people listening to the radio show. We doesn't even, you know, put them in the category. But when do you think we're going to find a moment where the people actually literally wake up, and what is going to be the dropping point here? Because, Dave, we're in a desperate spot.
They gotta stop lying to themselves. They can't say that, oh, someone forced me to get the vaccine. No, and I've never found a person yet who was actually grabbed, subdued, held to the ground, and forcibly injected. You said okay and rolled up your sleeve. You don't say, I can't stand the government schools. Well, you can stand them, I guess, because you keep sending your kid there when you could homeschool them. All right, one paragraph letter, and you've taken them out. We got to stop saying, consenting in, letting the government think that we can't possibly do these things independently on our own. I mean, we are our own worst enemies many times. I don't think we're going to be able to salvage much of our economic system. What we got to do is scrap free trade, make it as much stuff that we need, us Americans and you in Europe and you in South America, wherever you are, make everything that you need most common as close to home as possible. I mean, that's the way it used to be, and the free market system worked wonderfully in those expensive things, those extravagant and things that we get overseas and the imports. You know, they were more a specialty thing. And we got to just, you know, food and what we use every day should be made as close to our back doorstep as possible.
Well, hey, Dave, with everything that's going on, with the food processors and all this stuff that's going on and stuff, you know me, I'm a food guy. I think that's going to be the turning point in life. But with that, and with the political situation, and with all these different things hanging over our heads that are just attention grabbers and stuff, where do you actually see us by the end of this year? Or do we even make it to the end of this year?
I think that we're going to see a very bumpy road before the end of 2023. There's things right now on life support that are just barely hanging on. Unrest is around every corner. The what I'm seeing across my news feeds all over is that there's been a spike, and I knew this was going to happen, as the radicals in the Democrat Party have been out there fanning the flames of violence, and it's just been getting worse and worse. But the black-on-white random attacks, the packing up and just brutalizing people for no reason, this is starting to ramp up. And the food thing, with what's going on in Ohio, and I hopefully I got some time tonight to talk more about that. But this could be a big hit to our food supply.
Well, hey, why don't we delve into that now? I mean, this trend. Okay, so Alan and I took a look at that White Noise movie, and it's not necessarily the movie itself. Is supposed to be about the train wreck. Yeah, no, the train wreck's in there. It's in there. But that's not the story of the movie. It's a relatively slapstick comedy, if you will. It's not about the train wreck, but that train wreck is there, and it did happen in Palestine. But with what's going on there, okay, so I just heard from Steve, and apparently you're going to be on the show tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. But I heard from Steve from Republic of Texas, and he said that they're actually taking this polluted water and, I guess, training it or bringing it down by semis to Houston, and they're going to bury it 3,000 feet under the surface and stuff. What? I mean, are we stupid? And they're trying to tell us that that water won't bother us for at least 3,000 years, so we'll all be dead. Don't worry about it. You know? Yep. And Steve will probably bring that up tomorrow. But, I mean, these are the solutions they're coming up with. Yeah.
That like with train derailments in general, all right, they happen, you know, hundreds every year. All of a sudden we're focusing on it and we go, oh, my God, another derailment. Oh, my God, another derailment. If you work in or near a rail yard or a spur, you know, you probably have seen derailments pretty regular because this happens. So we got to be careful what is background noise and what isn't. You know, because we are at a point where our supply lines could come under attack, and this is one of the many ways that they'll do it. But moving this waste down there, they've always done that. You know, whenever there's a big accident somewhere, even locally, if there's a really bad fire and hazardous chemicals involved, you see landfills and whatnot pushing back and others accepting it. But you'll see that material spread all over the place. So I did hear Texas and Michigan are two of the states that are receiving this nasty slurry. So hopefully they're into a lined landfill rather than an older unlined landfill.
So do you think that the reason that we're getting this kind of news on our phones is simply because we have phones and we're taking pictures and stuff, because we have so much readability of the news to that's the reason why this particular wreck? Because do you think there was other wrecks? I mean, we could probably look in history and find out that there was several other wrecks that had chemicals that blew up and this and that. But we're making a big thing out of Palestine because there was a movie made with it. I mean, is there some coincidental stuff, or is it just because we're more of,
They're out there counting train wrecks every day and train derailments when they didn't realize that a few days after this big event in Ohio, there was another steel mill that went up in flames.
Yeah, there was a plastic mill in Florida.
A few miles away. I mean, in Ohio, right next to where this happened.
Oh, no kidding.
So, Andy, got my bumper music coming in, but I do appreciate your call.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, stay tuned. You are listening to Red Pill Politics, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
You got tears in your eyes. You're a lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum. Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Back. I told you that'd be just a short break, and here we are. For those of you that want to check out the show and share it with your friends, which I know you do, head on over to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the show calendar, 7 days a week, programming there for you folks. Find something you like, give it a listen, download the MP3, share the links, and do hit that donate button on the way out. We are listener funded. And, of course, every single week, just because I care, I shoot out a live stream to my Rumble channel, so you can head on over to redpillpolitics.tv, and you'll find over in the right-hand navigation bar all the social media and places as they blink on and off. You will find our Rumble channel. Check it out. Subscribe. Subscribe to the notifications. Get involved in the text chat, because I don't know everything. I just come out and try to tease and antagonize you into public debate on important things. And then we all brainstorm and come to the best solution. So we want this to be a participation sport, too. So please do participate in the text chat, TLB Talk. We got a page over there. You can go and post your comments, links, and show ideas and hate mail there, too. And now we're going to move on. Got another caller on the line. Let's see who we got here. Dave from Nevada. How you doing, Dave? You're on the air. We got
Hello?
Dave. There he is.
Okay. Yeah, I just heard you guys talking a little bit about not being forced to do anything, and with schools and vaccines, I think that is the case for the most part. Even the people that say, "Well, I was forced by my job to get a vaccine." Well, they didn't put a gun to your head, not yet.
You were coerced, maybe, but I personally have not met anyone that's been forced. They've been coerced, and scared. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what these words really mean anymore. So I'll say that I don't think they were forced. However, I did see a video, and I believe it was real, and it was shocking when I watched it, and it made me sick. Made me feel nauseous. I think it was LA County Sheriff. They forced vaccinated a mentally retarded female, and they held her down. They didn't hold her down on the ground. They just grabbed her, and she didn't resist. She didn't resist. She didn't know what was going on, but she didn't resist. They held her arms against a gate, and they just simply vaccinated her without her consent.
Yeah, you'll see that this happens also on an ongoing basis. If you somehow wound up with DCF involvement, they put your children in foster care, even if those are unsubstantiated and early on, they will vaccinate each and every one of those kids. Everyone in state care, the mentally disabled and the facilities across the country, the same thing. They're just quick, easy customers.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this whole vaccine thing is not possible without a police state. The mask thing was not possible without a police state. And there were police officers who were saying, "Oh, I'm not going to enforce this." However, a business could kick you out of their store or their bank or whatever. They could just kick you out so that you're trespassing because you didn't put on the mask.
Right. But they open themselves, the businesses. This is what I'm waiting to see happen, is a deluge of lawsuits, because the businesses immediately open themselves up to discrimination lawsuits. If this was, in fact, a valid health emergency, police would not be giving you a ticket for trespassing. They would be after you for a biological threat. You know, you would be treated, you know, this is all out of whack. None of it made sense, because we tried to make sense of it in terms of government was actually trying to protect us from something that was an unknown hazard. It turns out it was very much a known hazard. A lot of this was planned out, but it just went awry. You can't plan for everything. And in this case, so much of this is only right now starting to come to light. But we did this to ourselves.
I
never wore a mask once, although I was hassled like everybody else when I tried to walk into a store. But every single other sheep around me, they just walked right in. And they felt comfortable amongst themselves because they were a group of you know, slaves. They felt a sense of camaraderie, I guess. But what needed to happen was about half of the people, like myself, should have said no. The businesses should have refused to shut down, and they didn't. We're going to find out this next go around, because they're going to test us again, and that's when we're going to find out where the tires meet the road, whether we're going to just slide into serfdom, or the people and the businesses and everyone says, no, we're not doing it anymore. Dave, I got bumper music coming in. Stay with us. We hang around to the other side, and we'll finish up. Everybody else, is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Patriots, is Red Pill Politics, and republicbroadcasting.org is where you can go for the archive. Check it out. Lots of great programs over there. Do hit that donation button and help keep things flowing and growing, because anything that doesn't grow dies. You know that. So hit that donation button on your way out, and you got to get subscribed over to redpillpolitics.tv. Got lots of good stuff, including our weekly live stream of this very show going out onto Al Gore's internet. Well, lots of other snarky goodies too. Redpillpolitics.tv is where you can find that. We have Dave from Nevada. We got split up there by a break. You were just about to say something. Go ahead and finish your thought there.
Okay, so you're talking about businesses getting sued by people for whatever violation. The only issue is these businesses, they're controlled by the Department of Health. So if they violated a rule by some of the health department, guess who comes down on them if they don't comply with the law? The police. If they don't shut down their business, a sheriff will come to your place of business and shut you down and or give you a ticket. So
they may or may not. Enforcement
That these business or to say like that the onus is on the business. I don't. Do you really want to take it up against the police office against the police? I don't think anyone does. I think people are way too afraid of the cops.
Well, I mean, they are. It's an unreasonable fear. But the only thing I have to hang my hat on, Dave, is right here locally in my state, there were three entities who gave the finger right to the government and said, we're not closing. One was a gun shop down the South Shore called the Gun Runner. All right, John Costa was his name. I've interviewed him, had him on the show. The other was a church in Worcester. All right, Pastor Chris Casey, they tried to shut him down, told him he couldn't have service. He kept having service. They sent him tickets. He ignored the tickets. They sent him cease and desist. He didn't stop. They came and actually tased and arrested him. Did a little bit of time in jail, and they let him out. And his first announcement was the next service. And a gym. There was a gym in Worcester that did this. They tried to shut him down and said, we'll kill your power. And the members said, we got generators. They said, we'll shut the water off. 300 cases of water show up in the back. They boarded the place up, and they said, thanks for the plywood. And they fought it in court. Two of the three of them got dragged to court. They didn't touch the Gun Runner. But the other two, the church and the gym, they did, and both of them prevailed in court. So, I mean, I don't know. I say the law is on our side, and if the numbers are there, we make it by virtue of our own existence in liberty. It makes it unenforceable. I mean, yeah, I know municipalities instructed their law enforcement not to enforce federal law. Nothing happened to them. Isn't there an element of civil disobedience that comes into play here, in your opinion?
Of course, but I don't see where there's justice when you've already been tased and put into prison for no reason. Those cops aren't going to get any repercussions. They're going to continue doing what they're doing. And I'll guarantee you, if that kind of stuff happens again, people are going to get David Koresh'd. That's what's going to happen. They'll let the odd business and the odd church get away with it here and there. But the police officers will continue doing what they're doing.
Well, and when they let him out of jail and he announced very next Sunday he was having service, there was probably as many or more people outside protecting that church than there were parishioners on the inside. The cops were buzzing like bees, like you just stoned their nest. They were buzzing around, but not one of them stopped.
That's what it's going to take.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. That's the only thing that's the only thing that it's going to take. That all these other things are just diaper.
Yeah, we definitely got to stop consenting for one. You know, we are in the right. We are human beings with rights, and they just can't do that. It's going to get worse, though, Dave, because they're just about ready to ratify the changes to the new international health regulations, which basically hand sovereignty over to the World Health Organization as soon as they declare some type of a health emergency at the global level.
They're gonna put their foot on the pedal, but I mean, the whole point I was just saying is that they can't. This whole thing cannot be done without the police.
Right, right.
It has to be enforced by a group of people who are armed.
Yeah,
they have no teeth. And I'll tell you something.
I think some of them are going to fall away when it starts to get bumpy. I think you're going to see some of them fall away and go back and protect their families.
Because the whole system may just crumble, and they're gonna have to defend their own homes eventually. But
hey, Dave, I've got two or three backed up on the line. I got to let you go, but I do appreciate you calling in, and sharing your thoughts with us here tonight.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks, Dave from Nevada there. Yeah, we've definitely, we're at a point where a little civil disobedience is in order. And I just gave you an example, an observation of mine that I was directly involved in, where no one was hurt, completely nonviolent. And everyone there just said, no, not doing it, had enough. And that was it. And we stood there in unity with that church. All right, in the gym, the same thing. People from around the country, around the world, bought memberships at that gym to keep them alive and well in this fight. All right, we're in the right. Okay, we got another call here. Let's see who we got on. Mike from Kentucky. How you doing tonight, Mike?
Well, I was first, I was glad to hear you say, you know, that this Palestinian train derailment has become a massive distraction, like the balloonacy. You know, and I dug around. I can't find anything on dioxin being released. Nothing from anything other than internet gossip. But there's plenty of weird combination of chemicals. I know. I mean, I wouldn't want to live within 20 miles of the place, or even further. But what you were just talking about there, martyrdom issue has been around. Before COVID happened, I ran across stories out of, for a time, number of decades, in ancient Rome. If you didn't have a certificate of sacrifice and you were walking around in Rome, you could be killed. And what that certificate of sacrifice was showing that you had made a sacrifice to one of their pagan gods. And I think for a time, it'd be just, you know, like the vaccine certificate, about the same thing. And if they liked you, if somebody found that out, if you're roaming around in Rome as a Christian, you're like, I can't make sacrifice to pagan gods. My God says I'll have no other God before him. If they liked you, they'd say, look over there and cut your head off, you know, without you feeling it. Big sword, you know. But if they didn't, you know, you go to the arena and get eaten by lions or something. So after a time, I guess the Romans wearied of killing Christians, even them, you know. After a while, it's like, well, we get to worship our gods. Why can't they worship theirs, you know? So eventually, you know, Constantine made it the state religion because I think him and his mom realized, you know, we could use that kind of loyalty to the state. Why don't we just make it the state religion? But it may come to that, and Winston Churchill said that, you know, it may come to a time, a worse time, when you have to fight and die rather than to live a slave, or just stand your ground and let them shoot you down. I mean, that's not going to look good either way.
No, I think we're kind of in that gray area right now, as you see a lot of thuggery in the streets that we've witnessed in recent years, where Antifa and BLM go in and just brutalize neighborhoods and entire areas of town.
Well, that guy talked about people being David Koresh. Didn't anybody check the weather forecast at Waco before they attacked a wooden building? I mean, it was a red flag day.
Yeah.
So how the optics on that suck to this day. I mean, Janet Reno's never going to live that one down if she's still alive. But didn't anybody check the weather forecast? I mean, come on. It's like they wanted it to go up like a matchbox. I mean, I'm no fan of David Koresh, but there was. It also came out in the hearings. What would you do if you were one of them youngins and the shock troops showed up and shot your dogs first? When they came out of the cattle trailer, the first thing they did was shot the dogs, and that came out finally in a congressional hearing where they said, "Who fired first?" Well, of course, the Branch Davidians fired first. Can't find the front doors to prove one thing or another. Ballistic-wise, but, you know, the steel doors are burned up in a wooden fire, okay. Who shot the dogs? Oh, we shot the dogs. It's just policy, you know. So they admitted that they fired first. So, I mean, you know, you have to be, at some point, willing to be a martyr.
One of the problems there is, you know, David Koresh and that, you know, they were in a compound. They were in an isolated area. And although they probably had some foresight into what was coming our way, you're talking about an entire nation right now that's at a good rolling boil. And there's all kinds of things, not only the real pressures from the globalists down on us, but the racial tension that they've created just to stir the pot a little bit. I mean, we're in a very delicate situation, but if we can actually overcome the majority of this racial stuff, because I'm telling you now, there's black parents out there that do not like what they see in their own youth.
Yeah.
All right. If we can overcome that narrative, exercise, just nullification, just say no to much of this stuff in unison, because the globalists are already nervous. They're ratcheting up Agenda 2030. They know they don't have the luxury of time anymore because we're on to them. So I don't know.
Well, Bill Cosby and others, you know, they tried to talk about that, you know, about how there's an attack on the black the infrastructure of the black family and all that. And didn't Bill Cosby lose his son? One of those celebrities, their son died. And of course, Bill Cosby was defended, or the TV wife on the Cosby Show tried to defend him. And I thought, well, that's odd. You know, why are you defending him? And you know, she couldn't believe that it was anything that was true that they were accusing him of. I mean, but you know, he was probably sheep dipped or attacked because of his stance on just like what's his name. The guy that supposedly shot himself twice with a shotgun, Gary Webb.
Yeah,
you know, he reported on how that crack cocaine epidemic was facilitated by the CIA. Well, killed him for it. It looks like, or they may, you know, suicided him.
Yeah,
and that coroner said, "I wrote what I wrote." He was backed into a corner. I wrote what I wrote. Anyway, I think we, you know, there's plenty of examples we could go through of apparent martyrs. And we may not know until we reach the other side of the grave what this is all about. But, if we want to try to preserve anything for our grandchildren, the Bible says a wise man provides for his grandchildren. We need to stand against this junk.
Yeah.
I mean,
quitting's not an option at this point. Mike, thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks.
I got one more I got to squeeze in here before the top of the hour. Thanks for calling in tonight. Mike from Kentucky. All right, good deal. We do have to stand up. That's really all there is to it, I guess, to start us on the path to righting the ship. All right, we got to stop consenting to the little tyrannies. We were warned not to tolerate these tyrannies while they were tolerable, because they would eventually become intolerable. And you know, here we are. Here we are. It's on us. We've got to just stop. Take a deep breath and say, I do not consent. Will not comply. And you know what? I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay. It's going to be, you know, it's like the Q movement. One thing that bothers me most, drives me absolutely bonkers, is that they say just wait for the next post, wait for the next drop. The white hat's got this. Oh yeah, the bad guys are being executed, and the people. All right, your role in saving your own ass and your own republic is to wait for the next Q drop? I don't think so. I had finally convinced myself that this was a movement that was, you know, just breaded the trail with enough crumbs of truth to keep people on it. But leading them where? I don't know. In a circle, maybe? I don't know. A circle just picking up little nuggets of truth, getting really angry, and just waiting. Kind of in staging mode. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm not going to be part of it. I'm going to be part of the solution. And I'm convinced that means we, the people, are going to be involved. You have to be. You have to be. Any revolutionary change that's ever taken place in this country or any country was a groundswell of unified patriots that did it. So got one more call here. Dick from Wisconsin. How are you tonight? You're on the air.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty darn fine. A little cold, but I'll be okay.
Yeah, it's going to warm up eventually. Hey, listen, I want to talk about a different viewpoint about this vaccine and this virus. First off, this virus was never isolated. Now, they give us a vaccine that doesn't stop you from catching it. It doesn't stop you from giving it to anybody. There's over a million people with side effects so bad they'll never work again. And there's over 30,000 have died from this. So what's the point of everybody around the world they're trying to get this to? Satan is a culprit that likes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants as many people as he can get to join him in this lake of fire. Now, this vaccine, if you look up demon vaccines on Rumble, it'll take you to a video where the demon says, if they take this pharmakia in Revelation 18:23, says they were deceived by the sorceries, in Greek that's pharmakia, it says, the demon says, they take this pharmakia, they're ours if they don't repent. And so if this is what the demon says, and then they have pictures of people swatting at things just before they die. What were they swatting at? Were they swatting at demons? Somebody coming to get them? We don't know. But if there's alternative motive to this, and well, if this pharmakia, if this vaccine changes your DNA, and you're no longer human, then we got to look at Genesis 6 and what happened when the fallen angels laid with the women and had children. Their offspring became demons. They didn't go to heaven.
Did the public, as they slowly became aware of the fact that they were not just satisfied with trying to get us to take this injection into our bloodstream and that we were going to be resistant, but they immediately and quietly began research in how to get it into our food, in our water, in the air.
Yes, they sure did. And they're still working at that.
Yeah, they are. And why
in the future,
arise to their feet at that point and say, what in the hell are you doing? I mean, this is out of control.
Coming.
This is rogue government for you.
Yeah, but you see, the difference is that you have an immune system if you haven't taken it, and it can fight that off because it's not right into your blood, and God can protect you. But what's coming, that CBDC, eventually you're going to be required to take two shots to get your digital ID. So you're going to be put into a situation where you either take your shots so that you can access your digital money, or you go hungry, and all the stores won't be able to sell to you. Revelation 13 says he causeth, not your force, but he causeth all to take the mark. And so Stan Johnson says that it's shot, mark. And so this changes your DNA. And you can go read it. It's a website called...
There's a lot wrong with this, and with every passing day, like I've always said that on the show, that the truth is raw. It is what it is, and it never changes. It's always there. It's just waiting for us to find it. So the truth about this whole vaccine hoax is coming to light. All right? Yeah. It's a one-way flow. People are not going the other way where they willingly become ignorant. You know, they're learning the truth and saying there's something wrong here. Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
something wrong here.
There is a scripture, 1 Corinthians 3:17. God says your body is your temple, and if you destroy your temple, he will destroy you. Go look it up.
The devil's tricking them into thinking that they're protecting and defending their temple. That's the devil is working on them in their fear because they acted out of fear. Now, fear and anger and hate, those are not of God, all right? If you're at peace and there's a sense of calmness rather than anxiety, okay? Peace rather than fear, okay? People all reacted out of fear. They're things that were not of God, and they have it. Now they're all
Jesus said, be not deceived, okay? He said that four times. Be not deceived. And so He's not saying that this that you can't be tricked. He's saying you can be tricked.
No. Hey, right? I got 30 seconds left, and I got to wrap up the show.
Thanks for the conversation.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Dick. Appreciate it. Yep. Dick from Wisconsin. Yeah, thank you. We are not going to fare well if we continue. At the very least, folks, admit to yourself that what we have done to this point has not worked. All right, let that be the first little epiphany, I guess, that you have on your way to being at peace with the fact that government doesn't love you. That they have an agenda and they're hot on the trail of that. We've lost our government. The Republic, our founders set out for us, has been captured. And they got in there and they put in more foot soldiers and more generals. That's your new Soviet. All right, now, if you don't obey, they're going to go after your supply lines. Every good battle plan includes major operations to disrupt supply lines. Single-family homes are the enemy. Your individual cars and gas-powered cars are the enemy. Everything associated with that are the supply lines that will be attacked. We're overpopulated. People in general, a whole bunch of you, the elite and government have decided that there's an abundance of, that there is no use for. I don't know. Do you still want to keep going along with these maniacs and their plan? Oh, man, I don't know, folks. Think for yourself. Think for yourself. I don't know. Hey, it was nice spending Saturday night with y'all. Had a great time here. Some great callers from all over. Excuse me. Please do stop by republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the other programs. Drop a nickel in the hat there to keep us going. And, of course, redpillpolitics.tv. Get subscribed over there. Get on the mailing list. Check out the other videos and snarky musings that we put out. Other than that, look forward to seeing you next week. All right. Love and appreciate y'all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
alternative media,
exposing government corruption, defending our society.